Blog Talk Radio.
To OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Bernadette Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Miss Dawn. And Dawn, are you with us today?
I am with you. I'm right here.
Okay. I didn't want to mess your last name up, so I didn't know how
That's
to pronounce
okay.
it.
Dawn Strozier. That's perfectly fine.
Strozier. Okay. So we have Dawn with us today. She's a health and wellness expert. So, Dawn, if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and how did you get started and just some of your advice on good health and wellness.
Well, I've been training as a nutrition consultant for some time now.
You're going, oh, I can barely hear you. You're going in and out.
Okay, let's try some. Can you hear me now?
A little bit, yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, uh-huh.
That's for sure. Hold on.
I hear you. Okay.
Okay. I got started as a dancer, and I wanted to get in the best shape of my life. I was introduced to the gym, and I found out that there was something called dance fitness, and I combined the two, and I have been training and exercising ever since. I had the pleasure of training some A-list celebrities and cooking for a lot of my clients and just overall trying to help them make better diet choices and live up to their fullest potential, because I believe if you don't have your health, what quality of life do you really have, regardless of how much money you're making? So when it comes to being fit and being in the best shape you can be in, I think we should first, 80% of what you do is what you put in your mouth. I think that the biggest mistake we make is overeating, especially in my culture. Holidays are coming, and we are going to indulge in a way that is not going to be nice. So I try to first, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. So I try to first teach my clients the importance of making better diet choices so that you can have the energy and feel vibrant and alive and be well-equipped to do what God's intended for you to do. And then I combine that with exercise. As you get older, you need to break a sweat. It's very important for you to exercise on a regular basis. So I try to teach them why exercising is important and needs to be a part of your everyday routine.
Okay. Now tell us, you're an author of two books, or co-authors of two books, Unleash the Leader Within You and Unleash the Vision Within You. Tell us a little bit about about your books. What is Unleashing the Leader Within You? How do you expound upon that one?
For several different people in different industries, and that was actually headed up by Les Brown, a dynamic motivational speaker. So he brought some of the top speakers in different industries together, and we talked about leadership, which is important in any industry that you're in. And we all co-authored a chapter. My career is turning toward me doing more speaking and having a book like this allows me to speak for free and at the same time still make some money. So it's been a blessing. I co-authored that book first and then unleashed the vision within you. I talk about unleashing the fitness vision, having a clear vision of what you want to accomplish, what your goal looks like. And then I talk about stepping back and making a day-to-day game plan on how to get there. I co-authored that book also with some different speakers under a gentleman by the name of Kevin Bracey, who was Les Brown's assistant, and the books are doing incredibly well.
Wow. Now tell me, how would you get someone started who's really not, really don't want to, you know, do the whole health thing or workout, they just don't want to do it. How do you go by motivating them to get started?
It's really, really hard to motivate someone to get started if they don't want to do it. So the first thing I try to do is you got to at least know why you have a desire to even attempt to call me. you got to have a reason why. The only way you're going to actually reach your goals is if you have a strong reason why you want to get in shape. Why is it important? You got to identify with your reason why, and once you can do that, your reason why should be big enough to help you reach your goals. All I can do is assist you in getting there. I can't get you to do the work. I can't exercise for you. I can't help you make great diet choices. But if your reason why makes sense and if it's strong enough, you're going to get it done. One of my stories along the way, I've never had an issue with being in shape. I've never been overweight at all. But there was a time when I was diagnosed with what's called mitral valve prolapse. That's when one of the leaflets in your heart, doesn't close properly and blood begins to spin backwards, spill backwards. Well, I was rushed to the hospital. Matter of fact, I was training Steve Harvey at the time, and the doctor said you have a heart disease, and he said if it progresses, it'll turn into mitral valve regurgitation, which will require valve replacement surgery, and I couldn't believe it. I was making all the right choices, I thought, in terms of eating. I was exercising regularly. But then I found out my challenge was I was eating foods that have pesticides and hormones in them. That's what was causing mitral valve prolapse. So I had to make a decision what type of quality of life I wanted. And overnight, I decided eating out wasn't an option for me. I have to cook all my food. I cannot eat food unless it's organic. So that was life-changing for me. I made a decision, and from that point on, I haven't looked back. I continue to eat organic, and within a year's time, I changed that diagnosis. So my reason why was strong enough for me to make a change in the way that I chose to eat. Again, it has to go back to why do you want to do this? Why is it important? And once they identify that, I think everything else is easy.
I know that it's pretty difficult to when you change your whole way of eating, it becomes a little bit, or as most people say, it's more expensive. Would you say that it is or is not?
It just depends. What price you put in your life? I think expensive is eating out and all the hospital trips you're gonna have to make. The diagnosis you'll get later. I read an article that says we're digging graves with our teeth and we don't even know it. It said heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and stroke. Those are all diseases of the fork. So you decide. I don't think eating healthy is all that expensive when you look at the bottom line. Does that make sense?
Yeah, look at the overall picture of it.
Yeah.
And slowly going organic, would you suggest that you just slowly make it a process or just do it all at one time?
I think it's that serious that you need to make a decision and do it. Slowly go all organic doesn't really make sense to me. You just need to – it was like that for me. I went home and threw everything out and started over. The very next day, everything was organic. It was challenging because I had to spend time shopping at a new place. I had to spend time paying attention to the type of food I was picking, my vegetables, making sure they were washed off and all that. But overall, I felt better. I had more energy. I felt more alive. I saw a difference in my hair and my skin. I get compliments on my skin to this day. And a lot of it is because of the type of choices I make, the type of food choices I make. So I think that it can be challenging cooking every single day, taking the time to find out what restaurant has organic chicken or, you know. Yeah, that can be challenging at times, but it's worth it in the end. It is absolutely worth it. I like the way I feel, top of my game. I like the way health feels.
Great. So you are also a you train some of the celebrities. I'm looking at your bio, so a couple of celebrities are that you have trained, Steve Harvey and Kim Kimball. So how does that go?
Yeah. I love training Steve. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Harvey was amazing. I love training him because he brought his own motivation to the to the gym. There was one time I heard him in the corner. I thought he was talking to me. He was fussing and arguing. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I do? And that was his self-talk. He was getting himself ready to perform. And he's the best. And I enjoyed it. I spent a lot of time with him training, walking into the radio station with him. As a matter of fact, I would have to run in because his legs are so long to stay ahead of him. And it was great. I enjoyed that. Kim and I, we started something together called Great Hair, Great Body Equals Double the Confidence. You guys know her from L.A. Hair. She is the hairstylist of all of the stars. She's absolutely amazing. And this is a good example of having to fit yourself in, having to write yourself into your own schedule. She's busy. She does a whole lot. She's leaving to go out of town in a couple of days, but we have to hold each other accountable. I have a accountability system set up. So she goes out of town, and she has to send me a picture of her food, and she has to do exercises and post them. So we're going to make it work. It's not easy, but it's worth it. And sometimes when your life depends on it, you don't have a choice.
So, Dawn, tell me, what would be a good example, a good example of a breakfast, maybe a good lunch, and a good dinner? How would you lead someone into doing those?
Okay, that's a good question. That is everything. So in the morning, it's important to have a balanced diet. Your first meal is what wakes you up from a fasting state. So you need to give your body everything it needs to perform at the optimal level. So in the morning, a good breakfast for me would be 6 egg whites. The egg whites are about 20 grams of protein. That's my building block for muscle. That's a lot of my nutrients. I'll put some vegetables in there. Vegetables are my antioxidants that help my body to fight the free radicals that may run rapid from stress throughout my day. And oatmeal. Oatmeal is a carbohydrate. That's my get up and go. That's my energy food. And then I may have a slice of avocado or some form of good fat. That's a balanced diet. That's everything you need to get yourself ready to conquer the day. For lunch or for a snack in between, because I have 3 salad meals with 2 snacks in between. For my snack, I have a protein drink that equals about 15 grams of protein and 15 grams of carbohydrates. That will be equivalent to a meal. That's a meal replacement. After that, for lunch, I would do a piece of salmon. I just finished eating salmon, brown rice or yam, and asparagus. All 3 food groups are there. Again, I'll add maybe a piece of avocado to that and some type of good fat. And then as my day begins to taper down, I'll have another snack. And then my dinner is going to be a protein and a vegetable without carbohydrates. One of the biggest mistakes we make is we eat carbs after 5 o'clock. And if you don't burn carbs off, remember they're energy food, they'll store as fat right in your midsection. Most of us after 5 we're relaxing to read a good book, to watch Scandal, which comes on later. Or to, you know, help our kids with our homework. So we don't need a diet that's high in carbohydrates. We need protein and vegetables, and that's it. If you do nothing but change that, stop eating carbs after 5, you could lose 2 pounds a week. That's how powerful carbohydrates are. So that's a good diet. That's a good basic diet to follow.
So that's no bread after 5 or no pasta after 5.
Beans, no rice, no potatoes, no bread. But with the holiday season approaching, Let me throw this in for you as a tip, because I know we're looking forward to the gravy and dressing and the macaroni and cheese and the yams. We're looking forward to that. So I don't want to rob you of that. But what I do want to say is, do your best to try not to eat as late. If you're gathering with your family, you got time to discuss what time dinner's going to be. Let's make it a little early. So if it's earlier, then you have some time to work through that. And then when you go there, try not to go hungry. Try not to get together for the main meal hungry. Eat in the morning. Schedule your food out. It's important. For one, it slows your metabolism down, which isn't good. And then when you finally sit down to eat, you'll end up binging and your body ends up holding on to fat. So don't go to eat or don't go to the party hungry. When you get there, take a look at what you missed there, because I want you to enjoy the holidays, but I'm going to give you a tip that's going to allow you not to put on any pounds. I want you to look at all the carbs that are going to be there. Pick a few of them or pick all of them. Get a spoonful of each one and make sure it's equivalent to one portion size, which is the palm of your hand or a clenched fist. Now, that's my tip for you to enjoy the holidays and not put on any pounds whatsoever. Because I want you to understand, what we're doing is, at night, when we eat late and we eat carbs, we pile carbs on top of carbs. We wake up the next day to eat more carbs for breakfast, and our body's never catching up to the fat-burning process. So try to do no carbs after 5. Try to have your holiday dinner early. Don't go in hungry, and watch your portion size.
Wow. Now, going back to what you said, the 6 egg whites, is that like fresh egg white or like the egg whites you can get in the store in the container?
Either one is fine. Either you can crack your eggs, or you can. Some people like to crack their eggs because they like them fresh. Some people like the egg whites because they don't want to waste food. Either one is okay. We're gonna take the yolk out because the yolk is high in cholesterol. Every now and then I may do 5 egg whites and 1 whole egg. Get a little yolk in there. To add a little flavor, because you get tired of egg whites, but, you know, for the most part, either one will do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Dawn, we definitely thank you for those tips. Now, if you could just leave us with some parting good words and let the audience know how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, how they can get your book or any website information you would like to share.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it all at this time.
Okay. All right. So I want you to remember that nothing tastes as good as great health feels. So take care of yourself. Eating health is important to the quality of life you're going to have in the future. I'm Dawn Strozier. You can reach me on all the social networks at Dawn Strozier, or you can reach me at dstrozier-fitness.com. That's my website. Thank you so much for having me.
It's definitely been our pleasure, Dawn, having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you so much and everything that you're doing, and we definitely will take heed to those health tips as well as the holidays approach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We would like to thank our sponsors, Vimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at bernadee@vimashi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Proverbs 16, chapter 6 through the 8th verse, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed.
We sanctify. We lift your praises beyond the sky. We shine. Yeah.